This week's film is Kong, Skull Island, yet another big studio effort to capitalize on the big ape. This time, the helicopters come to Kong's house, and it doesn't go well for the visiting team. Kong starts off with less aspirational themes than past efforts, casting aside environmental and arguably more serious labor and colonial metaphors of the earlier stories. Kong Skull Island quickly becomes a film of survival and revenge, with a side dose of biodiversity that loses any real relevance by being grounded in a portal to Middle Earth theory. Set in the 1970s at the conclusion of the Vietnam conflict, Kong stars Tom Hiddleston as a former British spy who agrees to guide a geomapping mission of a remote, undiscovered island at the behest of a shady expedition leader, Bill Rhonda, played by John Goodman. Like past films, Rhonda has a secret motive for initiating the mission, and eyebrows go up when he insists upon getting a military escort, led by a gung-ho helicopter squad commander, played by Samuel L. Jackson, who is sad Vietnam is ending and all too eager to extend his tour. A reporter, played by last year's Best Actress winner, Brie Larson, is embedded with the military troops, and she smells a rat. So she signs on to the mission to see what's up. What's up, of course, is a giant ape. Director Jordan Voight Roberts quickens the pace of the typical boat journey to Skull Island and minimizes character development leading up to penetrating the mysterious fog surrounding the island. This is a good thing, as there isn't much to develop. Kong surfaces very early in the film in dramatic fashion with stellar action sequences and especially good special effects, which gives us the best Kong on the big screen yet. But in between the action, we get tons of Brie Larson in a tank top and not much else. Her character is stronger but less relevant than past damsels in distress. The infusion of John C. Reilly as a long-lost survivor on the island wisely attempts to make light of the whole affair, but his punchlines are like the helicopter's aim, which is painfully hit and miss. Emphasis on miss. Samuel L. Jackson's character tries to carry the load, consumed by obsession for avenging Kong's heartless annihilation of his troops upon the initial approach. This angle aspires to be analogous to Melville's Captain Ahab, but descends to a cheap ripoff of Apocalypse Now's Colonel Kilgore. Goodman and Hiddleston are both pretty much wasted. So, on my ski trail rating system, Kong earns an intermediate blue trail rating. Stunning cinematography, sound, and special effects rescue casting and script misfires. In the end, which it clearly isn't for this ape story, Kong Skull Island doesn't give us anything we haven't seen before in Jurassic Park, except better camera work. Kong Skull Island is rated PG-13 for intense sequences of sci-fi violence, action, strong language, and the consequences of failing to look up. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review. The Friday Film Review is sponsored by the Park City Film Series.